Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike also joined Bobby Hebert, and they'll have on with them Saints head coach Kellen Moore. And then at 7 o'clock tonight, his guest will be Jari Evans, future NFL Hall of Fame offensive guard who works with the Saints offensive line. He's with us each and every Monday night. Let's sack it here from the Silver Slipper Casino.
Thank you, Les, thanks
so much for joining us, man.
All right.
Big W for the Saints. Yesterday, right?
Are they on a winning streak now?
Yeah, two in a row.
Yes, you like on a winning streak because now you're getting more response from the crowd since Dave's going. They all welcome.
Hey, you got Big Henry over here.
Yeah, you got Big Henry in the crowd.
Yeah. We love our fans here.
Hey, Les, Grant's always here.
So, Les, what do you think? I think maybe we can run the table. We got to beat the sorry ass Jets Sunday. Come on. Yeah, so we'll win three in a row. Now, that might be a little challenge to go win at Tennessee, but we still should beat the Titans.
Have you watched the Titans?
No, yeah. I know, but they scored a lot of points yesterday. That's one thing. Now, they give up a lot, but, you know, that's – but
yeah, they got Cam Ward going for them.
Yeah.
And their running back duo is pretty
right,
good.
Right, right. I'll be disappointed if we don't go on a little mini winning streak.
Yeah. Definitely against the Jets. That should be,
especially if Brady Cook is quarterback.
Yeah.
I saw him at Missouri. He was a good player, good college quarterback at Missouri. Come on, the NFL, it's a different world. Totally different world.
And in Tennessee, I mean, they're not much this year.
No, you've seen a good young quarterback, but he got less around him, actually, than what Tyler Shuck has. And that's saying something.
So that's when people would always tell me, Bobby, you know, when we Saints weren't doing too well as of late, only one win. Bobby, I think we got the worst team in the NFL. I said, no, we don't. I'm not saying we're amongst the best, but we are not. Now, it might be in the bottom four at that time, I said, like, you know, around 28 or something. But we're not the worst. I'm telling you, we're not the worst. So.
And the offensive line's not good at all, too. I would think the Saints can make some hay on the Titans, but the Jets' offensive line isn't real good either. So, hey, let's see if they can move on with it. Les, tell us what's happening here at the Silver Slipper and what's the slipper money itself.
Our big thing is slippers of cash. We brought it back. We are now up to $15,000 in cash. So somebody this Thursday will have a chance to pick a slipper, and that slipper could have
$15,000 cash, homie.
It's cash money.
That's right. So that's our big thing going on. We also have the Christmas specials at the Blue Bayou and the buffet. Then we also have our two New Year's Eve parties. We're going to have one on Saturday, December 27th. We'll have Tease Me Band from 9 to 1. And then on Wednesday, we have a New Year's Eve. We'll have Joni Compretta in the Baytown Groove from 9 to 1 a.m. to ring in the new year.
Baytown Groove. Now, that got to be Hilbert that hooked that up, didn't he?
Most of these fans came from Denver.
I sort of figured that one out. Man, and next Saturday, should have a really big crowd here. It's Tulane plays Ole Miss.
Yep.
Mid-afternoon. And so if you want to do a little bit gaming, you can also watch the game right off the big screens that you got around, but yep. Also at all the slot machines.
Yep. We'll have the big screen with all the college football playoff games. And then at your machine, you can actually watch the different games that we have on there. So,
and if Charlie Long wants to come here, I think the Raging Cajuns play, during the week. So Charlie will be able to take that ride.
Yeah, I think, what is it, Charlie, 5 or 6 years in a row they've gone to bowl now?
Is it Wednesday night, I think?
But I think with 5 or 6 years in a row, they've gone to a bowl, even post Billy Napier.
Yeah, got to give the Selmo a lot of credit there. He's been able to get him into the bowl game. Also, too, for New Year's Eve, man, if you're looking for a room, you might be out of luck, but kind of give him a call if you want to stay over and everything. Always a big night where, you know, you got all the party stuff, champagne everywhere.
Well, you've done it before, Mike.
Yeah, we've been here a couple of times for it. Great, great atmosphere.
Yeah. We'll have the hats and tiaras for everyone. Noisemakers all on New Year's Eve. As far as getting a room, I don't know.
Is it good ruck? One of them deals?
Yeah.
Well, and then when the clock strikes midnight, make sure you're near someone that you want to kiss. So you have to make sure. So you have to always remember that.
Also, too, if you come to the Blue Bayou, get your reservation also.
Oh, yeah, definitely get a reservation.
And
for
the days that they open, is it Wednesday through Sunday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Wednesday through Sunday. Now, I do think on the 31st we're going to have a party. So I don't think you can get into the Blue Bayou.
Okay.
But you can get into the buffet. That will be the same as normal. World famous buffet.
That's what Big right. Henry. You got to watch him because he might kind of download everything they got at the buffet over here.
So what does everybody in general know about the buffet here at the Slipper, the crab legs? And then y'all expanded
on that. And also the blue crab.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah. Originally, right. It was all the crab legs, and then y'all expanded. Is that correct? Or
Well, for this holiday, I know for Thanksgiving we had Dungeness crabs.
Oh, wow.
I don't think we're going to have Dungeness crabs for this one, but we still have the regular crab and jumbo shrimp all day.
Okay.
So, come on down to the Slipper and come eat at the buffet.
And you have the usual, festive stuff. If it's turkey, ham, that sort of thing, you got that here also. And so a lot of people, if you got a small family or you got family away that can't visit, they come on down here and kind of celebrate it over here.
Yeah. We'll have a Christmas Day holiday menu plus the crabs and jumbo shrimp.
When you look at it this morning, how cold was it over here? Man, it was pretty cold. Man, I've stayed here on a cold night when it got into the 20s. Ooh-wee. Man, you right there by the Gulf.
It was definitely low 30s, maybe in the 20s.
Man, when that wind hit you, you was mighty cold. That's all I know. I do remember a couple of nights like that staying
here.
But
wait, we consider cold. Well, we soft. I mean, like Chicago and the frozen tundra.
I worked at Waukegan.
He could tell you.
So you
for
know.
A couple years.
Yeah, now that's ridiculously cold.
Yeah, you get into
it's
the negatives.
Measures, yeah.
You get to the negatives and there's snow all over the place.
No, you get frostbite. You can hurt yourself.
Yeah, you got to get inside real quick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our talking text line. Let's go to Big John. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike. We got Big Henry here tonight, so watch out.
They don't like to hear me on the. They don't like to hear me on the radio that much, do they?
Yeah, Big Henry's all excited that you're on, Big John.
Well, you know, I do have that effect on some people. but hail to the mighty Saints, as our great dear Hap Gordy used to say. And guys, it to me, what it seems like it is that the 2026 season has already begun for the New Orleans Saints. They have definitely turned a corner, in my opinion. I do believe that Tyler Shuck is the quarterback of this team. He is showing some serious moxie. He does have to kind of take care of himself a little bit more. He got himself a little banged up yesterday. But in the long run, I think that he has really seized control of the offensive side of this football team. And I'm going to add my voice to those that say Jeremiah Love is going to be the draft pick of the New Orleans Saints if he's available when we pick in the draft, because a big-time running back is exactly what we need, and he is a big-time running back. He's Alvin Kamara talented. And, you know, the other thing is you're absolutely right, Mike. I suggested drafting linemen earlier, and I got caught up short on that. But I think you go out and you get the some good linemen in the in free agency. But I want to go back to the draft one more thing. And that is, you know, this team has had a long history of taking projects in the draft. We don't need to be taking any projects in the draft. We need to be taking people that are ready to play the minute they hit the field in 2026.
Yeah, well, especially, you know, you're going to have projects on the back end of the draft, and then you hope you hit a diamond in the rough like a Zach Strief, you know, Severino Colston. But you might have to develop those kind of players. But as far as, like,
Early picks,
you got to hit.
No.
You have to hit. And it's not like, oh, they eventually are going to be good. You know, because Mickey Loomis always says, like, oh, you got to – and it's true, though, when your majority – you got to give them at least, you know, 3 or 4 years. Well, we're not patient enough.
Not at running back.
No.
You better come in and play.
But you know how, like, you're trying to have patience with Davenport or whoever it might be. You see different – like Peyton Turner, how they were trying to be patient.
It didn't work out either.
No, I know, but they were thought maybe they could turn the corner. But we need to get players to be first two rounds. They have to be. They're going to contribute right away. They don't have to be the best player on your team, but they got to be a legit starter. Now, if you're a top 10 pick, no, you need to have an impact. You need to be amongst the best. That's one thing Carolina can say. We drafted the right player in Tet McMillan. He's leading all rookies in receiving yards. So he's contributing, and he's not like, oh, we're developing him. So, no, that's going to be key going into the 2026 season, Big John, like you said. No, it's starting right now, and we're laying the groundwork. That's why, you know, you still have people saying, like, you know, dealing with the draft, But, Bobby, if we keep winning, we're just hurting our draft prospects.
So in the, what?
Yeah.
And I worry about the draft in April.
Yeah,
I ain't worried about that in
But you know, some fans, and all I know is Coach Moore was asked that question. I said this on the point after. He said, look, 100%, he said that it's worth the trade-off as far as winning now versus worried about the draft. He said 100% it's worth it to develop this team. The Saints have a young team, he said, and they're focusing on developing those young players. They'll worry about the draft next year while we're trying to make this the number one priority with the growth now. And that's the right answer. That's the right answer, what you're doing, because Big John and Mike, you know this. The players, there's no such thing as tanking in the NFL. If you're tanking, then...
Thinking about getting another job.
Yeah, then you tank yourself out the league. Because you're constantly being evaluated. And, you know, other teams looking at what you're doing, how hard you're playing. Like, people are looking at, like, you might be a scout. Okay, go break down the Titans and the Jets. Who's really standing out for you and playing hard and they're winning? Well, that you know, then you take notes and all that. So it might not even be the team that you're on now, but if you want to be a professional player, you got to play hard like that's your livelihood. It is your livelihood. And that, might be mathematically out of the playoffs, but so what? Well, we got to win. And again.
If I'm Kellen Moore.
Yeah.
Didn't you hire me to win games?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I don't want that loss on my record.
No.
If you want it, why don't you come into coaching if right. you want them to tank and let them put those losses on the record?
So that's why the Saints run the table and we hovering around the 10th pick, whatever. So be it. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. And all I know is in the first 15 years of this organization, they picked in the top 10 or traded away a top 10 pick 13 out of 15 years. And the years they didn't pick in the top 10, they picked 11th or 12th. Where did it get them? Nowhere. Didn't have a winning season in the first 20 years. It was Bobby and Dome Patrol, Dalton Hillier, that group that got them a winning season in 1987. You started in 67. Where did all those top picks get you?
Well, you're drafting,
nowhere.
You're drafting the wrong players. You know, yeah,
bingo.
You got it. Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of times when you look at, like, okay, the Dawn Patrol, arguably, I think the greatest 3-4 linebacking core in NFL history. 4-3, I would say Chicago Bears with Otis Wilson, Wilbur Marshall, and Mike Singletary. And, like, you might say, like, what about the Giants and LT and all, Lawrence Taylor? I'm talking about 4 out of 4, not 3 out of 4.
It's Gary Reasons was in that
bunch. Yeah, when
too.
You talk about Pat Swilling, Ricky Jackson, Von Johnson, and Sam Mills. No, that was the best group ever. And when you think, how did they all come here? You know, was the one who came here on the Marvin Finks and all? Pat Swilling. You know how Von Johnson and Sam Mills came to the Saints?
USFL.
Jacksonville Bulls and the Philadelphia Stars. And then Ricky got drafted by Bum. And you know who? He was a supplemental draft pick. You know who actually, why the Saints had the rights to Von Johnson? Bum Phillips drafted in 1984 Von Johnson in the supplemental draft.
Yeah.
So, no, that does make a difference. And you gotta pick the right players.
They got Mel Gray.
Mel Gray
came out of that.
Yep.
But to think, this unit was so good, they traded Euro roommate Jack Del Rio away. Jack was a legit guy.
Out of USC?
League.
Yeah. And he played, what, 13, 14 years, went to the Cowgirls, went to the Vikings. You know, Del Rio.
You know, it's rare in those days where you got that much talent on one position at the linebacking
he
core.
Had a,
I don't think you'll ever see it again.
I think I've told this story. Jack Del Rio had a girlfriend that was so hot, so beautiful. Her name was Heidi. She was so fine, she was on the recruiting poster for USC. I mean, I looked at this man, look at this. I said, Jack, that's your girlfriend? And he married a Lafayette girl instead of her, though, because she was a prima donna.
You out of hunting fish?
No. Yeah, the one from USC, Jack was all excited to take it to Hawaii. She goes, she went too enthused. I've already been there 9 times with my parents or something. So Jack said, that's not the girl for me.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight, and we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network on our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hawes, Bobby Hebert, I'll join them late, and they'll have on with them Saints head coach Kellen Moore, his guest tonight. One of the best to ever play offensive guard, certainly the best guard to ever play for the Saints, Jari Evans, will join us, and one day he'll walk into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. On our talking text line, he covers the New York Jets for the New York Post, Brian Costello. And Brian, thanks for joining us here. All I can tell you is I thought we had some stuff to take care of. Man, we see the, what happened with Lane Kiffin and the adventures of getting him to come to LSU. Then John Sumrall leaves to go to Florida. What's happened over the last month with the Saints that finally, and maybe got something here. Maybe got the right guy, and I think they do in Tyler Shuck. But boy, you got stuff to cover with the Jets, man. And then today, it was almost like, okay, nobody can trump me. Then they fired a defensive coordinator, longtime NFL coach Steve Wilks. Man, you got a long offseason, but it'll be adventurous.
Yeah, it's never quiet covering the Jets. You know, even they're never good, but they're always interesting. So the Steve Wilks move is a little bit of a surprise this morning, but you know, I thought it was going to happen at the end of the season. I was just surprised at the timing that Aaron Glenn decided to fire him with 3 games left in the season. But the defense has been pretty terrible, including, you know, yesterday, Trevor Lawrence had 6 touchdowns against the Jets. So it was time to make a move. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting offseason for sure.
Well, the defense can't be terrible if you have a defensive head coach. I mean, that's like, hey, nobody knows everything.
So Wilks got thrown under the bus
Yeah,
today.
So whatever your wheelhouse is, like Coach Moore, Kellen Moore with the Saints, come on. The defense, and that's Brandon Staley's baby, so it's up to Kellen Moore to get the offense going. That's never good. That when you're on that side of the ball, and really, if you look at it, the defense was supposed to improve significantly with Aaron Glenn as the head coach, and I think he did an outstanding job with the Lions, and, you know, you think he'd bring more discipline to a unit, I'd say, that desperately needs it. So what's your take on Aaron Glenn? And, you know, no one's patient this day and age. So does Woody give another year, or where are they at with Aaron Glenn right now?
Yeah, he'll be back. He got a very large contract. You know, you guys have been talking about contracts down there with Lane Kiffin and Brian Kelly. Well, Jimmy Sexton represents Aaron Glenn, and Jimmy Sexton is very good at his job, and he got Aaron Glenn a lot of money. So even if Woody Johnson was thinking about it, I think Woody Johnson's business manager would tell him that, yeah, we're not going to pay him that much money to not coach the team. So Aaron Glenn will be back next year. You know, look, the Jets also made that clear at the trade deadline. When they traded Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams for future draft picks, Woody Johnson was telling Aaron Glenn and the Darren Mooji, who's the general manager, like, this is your show to rebuild this thing. I'm going to, you know, let you guys make this move, which basically, you know, they were the two best players on the defense. So blew up any hopes of turning around this year, which were minimal anyway, and turn the page to the future. So Aaron Glenn is safe here. I think he's got next year. He's probably got a year after that. I mean, look, you never know. If next year goes horrendously, he could be out. But I have a feeling the Jets are going to be picking a quarterback in the draft, and maybe he'll get some time to develop that quarterback.
Brian, tell me one thing the Jets do really well on offense.
Really well on offense. Their offensive line is actually not bad. They have played pretty well this season. They've got two first-round picks at tackle from the last 2 years. And Armon Membu was their first-round pick this year. He's been very good as a rookie. Olu Fashanu, who's a left tackle, who was a first-round pick in 2024, he's been pretty good. They've got Josh Myers at center, who played for the Packers for a long time. And then Joe Tippmann and John Simpson at guard have been good. So the offensive line has been pretty good. They've protected the quarterbacks. The sack numbers are a little deceiving because when Justin Fields was playing quarterback, he held onto the ball for a long, long time. And he threw a lot of sacks that way. But overall, the pass protection has been pretty good. And the run blocking has been up and down. But they've had some good games.
Now, I don't know. Look at the Jets. That's where quarterbacks go to die. Then they can be resurrected. what is the fan base? Like, you're a diehard Jets fan, and then you look, okay, where Sam Darnold's at right now. Now, the Vikings, in hindsight, you know, could have kept, now look what he's doing in Seattle. Now, look, even Geno Smith, not so much with the Raiders, but what he was able to do in Seattle. So how do they look at, like that as far as, are we ever going to get the quarterback position right? And even we seem like we got a guy who could play. He can work out at a high level in the NFL, but just not for us. So how did they view that? Because it's like, man, if we don't get that right, then we always going to be in the bottom four.
Yeah, not well, as you can imagine. They're a very frustrated bunch. They've actually, I feel like apathy has kind of sunk in this year a little bit because it's just kind of like, are they ever going to get it right? And, you know, you mentioned Darnold and Geno, and obviously those are good examples of guys who flourished elsewhere. But the one that, to me, I think it was really the gut punch for this fan base more than anything, is they traded for Aaron Rodgers in 2023, and Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. And he was here for 2 years, and the Jets basically won 5 games with him at quarterback. He gets credit for a 6 because he started a game when he tore his Achilles 4 plays in. But they basically won 5 games with Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback. And I think Jets fans look at that and go, you know, what are we doing? If Aaron Rodgers can't win here, how are we doing? And now he's actually having some success in Pittsburgh. You know, he's not lighting it up, but they're in playoff contention, and he didn't do it here. So that, to me, the 2 years of Aaron Rodgers took a lot out of this fan base because hopes were so high. They felt like they were a quarterback away when he got here, and it just didn't work out. So it's a very frustrated fan base, as you can imagine.
So, go ahead, Mike.
The Fernando Mendoza situation, wouldn't it be crazy?
He don't want to go to the Jets.
No, but listen here. What happens if the Giants end up with the first pick in the draft and the Jets may have to deal with them to move up to ensure themselves of Mendoza? Yeah. Could that go down between those two New York teams?
I think it could. You know, there's some people in town who think the Giants wouldn't help the Jets to get their quarterback, but I think the Giants would do. They're going to take whatever the best package is, no matter, you know, they're not going to take it from the NFC East team, but they're not going to look at the Jets. If the Jets are offering, you know, say first round pick this year, first round pick next year, second round pick, and another pick, like the Giants are going to take that package. The Jets and Giants have done business. You know, the Jets traded Leonard Williams to the Giants a few years ago, so it's not unheard of. Obviously, this is a different scale. But I think they could get that done. I think for the Jets, you know, you're rooting for that scenario versus the Raiders getting the first pick, right? Because then the Raiders are taking Fernando Mendoza. So the Giants and Raiders actually play in 2 weeks, which feels like it's going to be, you know, the Mendoza Bowl there to see who gets the first pick.
Toilet Bowl.
I do think the Jets could do it.
So now, when you have a player – and let's say it looks like, well, we did draft the right player, but then they don't work out. Do they get impatient? The fan base is like, well, we're constantly rebuilding. And then, like, Sauce Gardner, and you look top players, and you, that means you still got to pick the right player. So when you look at, like, head coach, general manager, and owner, so does Woody get the Johnson? Does he get more of the blame than anyone? It's like, well, it all starts at the top with him, or what approach does everyone in general take?
Yeah. I mean, Woody's been getting the blame here for a while now because they've gone through different general managers. They've gone through different head coaches. They've gone through different quarterbacks, and nothing has worked. You know, it's been 15 years since the Jets were in the playoffs. So that's a long, long time. And if you look around the NFL, even teams that aren't that good had a good year in that time and made the playoffs, right? Like, you know, the Cleveland Browns have made the playoffs. The Giants across town have been pretty terrible for a long time now, but they made the playoffs in Brian Daboll's first year. There are, you know, weird seasons where teams just find a way to the playoffs and the Jets haven't been able to do it. So, yeah, Woody Johnson gets most of the blame. You know, Aaron Glenn hasn't been here long enough and Darren Moody to get too much blame yet, although the fans are a little cranky with Aaron Glenn right now, but it's not too bad. I think Woody Johnson is more the one getting the blame.
So, you know, obviously coming to New Orleans to play the Saints this Sunday, the Saints have won two in a row. Seems like they got their guy in Tyler Shuck. I mean, he can make plays with his feet. He's big. When you look at it, I think he's like a poor man's Josh Allen. I'm telling you, I think he potentially could be that good. So let's say I'm at the Jets football banquet, and somebody has to be standing out no matter if they're winning or losing. So if you can give me an offense or defensive player who's, like, winning all the time even though the team's not winning? Because you always have those type players, like Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett is always kicking ass with the Browns. But the Browns are – it'd be like Joe Thomas, you know, Hall of Famer with the Browns when they're winning. Who's that player that I want to look at with offensive defense for the Jets? Like, well, the team might not be winning, but they're winning.
Hard for me to give you someone on offense or defense, but special teams have been incredible for the Jets this season. Nick Folk has missed one field goal all season. They have a punter, Austin McNamara, who went to Texas Tech, and they signed him this year after they replaced Thomas Morstead, the old Saint. They replaced him with this guy who nobody really knew. He's been incredible. And they've had Isaiah Williams is a guy who's returned two punt returns. He has two punt returns for touchdowns. He had a third on Sunday that got called back for someone blocking out of bounds where it was nowhere near the play. And they have a guy, Ken Anguanu, who's also returned a kick for a touchdown. So you'll see, I'll predict that the Saints are not going to kick off to the Jets. They're going to kick it out of the end zone every time and give them touchbacks because the Jets, that's where the Jets' best scoring dance comes on kickoff returns and punt returns. as sad as that is, that's where the Jets can kill you. They beat the Browns in November. They had one kick return for a touchdown and one punt return for a touchdown. And that's how they won the game. So it's I can't give you anyone on offense and defense that wins consistently. I mean, if you ask me about the offense up front, I'll give you that. I don't know how much you guys have looked at the Jets yet defensively, but they don't have an interception all season.
It's incredible.
No, that's almost impossible. If by accident you have an interception,
the ball's got to go in your hands and you got to catch it.
Yeah.
There's a tip ball. There's an overthrow. There's a Hail Mary at the end of the first half. Right, that somebody picks off, like we see this every week. There's a fluky interception. They have zero interceptions through 14 games. It's tied an NFL record. If they don't pick off anyone on Sunday, they set the NFL record. They have three takeaways total in the season. The record is seven in a season. They have three right now. One of them came on special teams, and so they have two defensive fumble recoveries. That's it. So, you know, like, you talk about like the coaching cliches, right? Football cliches, win the turnover battle. Jets never win the turnover battle because they never get any takeaways. So there's no one really to highlight for me on defense for you. And offensively, it's been up and down for most of the people.
Good gracious. Man, we thought it was bad here, but man, they live it in the heyday here.
Well,
I think the Saints got their quarterback in Tyler Shuck. You can't say that about the Jets.
Well, and the other New York team, that's how we beat them. You know, we had five takeaways in a row against the Giants, and that was our first win.
that's how you win games if you're, you know, you're not super talented, right? Like, that's like it's a takeaway game. Like, you know, because the Jets will just play the Jaguars. And people will say, oh, how could the Jets win that game? And, well, you'd say, oh, could they get takeaways? But the Jets can't get takeaways, so they can't win those type of games.
Brian, at least you'll have a very adventurous offseason with a lot of early picks that you can write about. But, man, it's always something in New York. You know, if it's not the Yankees or the Mets or the Knicks, and now certainly with the Giants and the Jets having disastrous seasons in 2025.
Is there excitement about Tulane down there or what?
Oh, yeah. A lot of excitement. Let's see what happens after the game. And I think it'll be a closer game than the first one. But, a lot of excitement for the Green Wave.
Hey, you have to look it up. You got to get your shirt. RMFW. You got to get a shirt. That's what Tulane's doing around.
So I got family ties to Tulane.
You know, okay.
My uncle was president of Tulane in the 80s and 90s, Damon Kelly.
Oh, okay. Dr. Kelly, okay. Oh,
awesome.
Got you.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Brian, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And, again, you'll have a lot to talk about, not during the offseason, but in the offseason. Got a lot to talk about, brother.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, man.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Brian Costello, who covers the New York Jets for the New York Post. We'll be back to finish it up at hour number two of Second Guest right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number two of the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We've got another half hour more of Second Guest before we throw it to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show right here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll be back with more Second Guest right after this news break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.